So now let's understand how long does it take to get results from SEO. Overall, if you see this page, it doesn't tell you that within so many weeks or a month you will get it. What it tries to tell you that it depends on various factors. You require a patience, you require commitment, and you have to continuously invest. A general estimate is that SEO takes anywhere between 4 to 12 months to show a good result, but primarily it depends on various factors that has been mentioned out here, such as competitiveness within the industry. If it is severely competitive, everyone is trying to do SEO. So you see that it becomes very, very tricky for you to come up. The quality of SEO efforts, the consistency, the age of the site, etc. And what's your existing online authority? Where do you stand in terms of being accepted as an authority on the subject or a product category? So friends, is this a timeline for SEO result? Though it tells you certain things, but idea is to, of course, caution you that earlier we have seen a couple of factors. One need to really be consistently remembering that if those factors are not working, these timelines are meaningless. So initially, first few weeks that you start doing SEO and you have completed SEO, what you see is like maybe the visits will come up. Maybe you will come up a couple of hundreds or a couple of thousand above in the listing, etc. So that's a slow but steady start. Month 2 to 4, as you keep up with your SEO efforts, consistency of your content being released, you will start seeing more and more traffic being directed to you. By the time you have achieved backlinks and those things, so that you will definitely start visualizing. Listing will significantly start improving. You may not be in the first page. Month 4 to 6, how you should start noticing even more significant changes. Now here, the websites might rank higher for several important keywords of your traffic. The keywords integration that you have done will start paying you results from month 4 to 6. If overall crawler notices that they are right keywords for the right kind of products, appropriately weaved into your story or in your content, so to say. Month 6 to 12, your SEO effort should be picking up speed. Okay, in the sense, you might see improvements in ranking for competitive keywords, and your organic traffic should keep growing. You will likely to have index pages and backlinks. So what is happening as the time goes by, your content strategy starts paying you, your authority will start emerging, you will get many backlinks. Sometime automatically, many times you may have to refer yourself to them and then they will determine and give you a backlink, etc. Search wise improvements will be noticed. You will see that you are coming up higher and higher in the search results of the customer, and almost after a year where you are expected to get a complete benefit of the SEO, it should reflect right from page ranking. It should reflect among yourself to be among the top listed pages when certain particular keywords are searched. You should have seen a manifold rise in your traffic, etc. Keywords that you have acquired is started being really related to you, and when that happens, naturally the search engines will drive traffic towards you. Further, what we are trying to convey to you is that SEO is always have to be an ongoing process. It's not a one-off the kind or one-time activity. It really requires you to constantly monitor any updates taking place on the SEO technology side vis-a-vis your competitors, and therefore very critical that you monitor your performance, constantly refine your strategy, ensure that your content strategy is paying you off, etc. Trends taking place in the industry, people start using newer ways to connect with customers, etc. Are you doing that, etc.? So those are the issues also you have to start weaving into your websites and digital properties, and work with an experienced SEO guy, and he has learned out of his experience, so he's the one who's going to help you do better. So now coming to understanding tracking websites SEO performance, how do you monitor your website's performance? What should you be looking at? So essentially it starts with monitoring organic traffic. Organic traffic means traffic which is coming to you naturally through searches, not through a paid posting that you have done it. Okay, so that's what one is to see, whether that traffic is gaining more and more numbers are coming to you, and this thing, for which there are various analytics available. Google Analytics is one such thing. Keyword ranking. The keyword that you are using it, there are tools that tell you at what rank does it fall for a particular category, etc. So now it's very tricky. Like, you have to be not only right keyword, you have to be, you know, as above as possible vis-a-vis competition, because you will also get to see the competitor keyword ranking, etc. Once you are able to find out, there are tools that tells you which are the keywords that competitor use most. Click-through rate, various fulfillments that you have given, it may be no more, it may be download free brochure, various those, download the app today, all such things are your stimuli for the click-through rate. So like, whether customers are doing it or not, and the rate at which it has been happening, that symbolizes to you the performance of your SEO. Bounce rate, that is rate at which people come to your website, refer, and whether they progress or they abandon you. So when they abandon you, that's a bounce rate. So what is that? Or there are pages there on which bounce rates may be taking place. So one need to be aware about where things are wrong. So page load speed. And so we have videos, we have infographics, we have various such issues which kind of somehow slows down the loading speed of the website. Now, when that happens, the customer feels a little irritated. You have to see that before you publish a website, what's the speed of your page loading, etc. So it will tell you, that tools also tells you each page where the time is going. So now if you can fix it up, that it will improve. So indexed pages. So it's like there are indexes which go through your, their crawler go through your entire digital property and they index your pages. Now when you look at it, you may notice some of your pages are not getting indexed. That means there is some problem, you need to fix it up. Indexing allows crawler to hesitantly and speedily look at your website, understand your website. If something is not indexed, crawler will not look at it. Backlinks, so this is like a reputed sites who give you a connect, you know, which is known as a backlink. So when you are referring to, when customer refers to your sites, etc., or when they're visiting some popular sites, your reference is appearing. And then when that happens, that cross-linking through a backlink route really boosts your acceptance. Conversion rates. So this is all about, and finally we want to see that are customers taking the desired call to action. So you have newsletter sign up of, you have some offers on certain pages, you have something made for a customer, some report or industry statistics. So whether all these things are people doing it. Finally, same thing you want to know about the sales. So wherever there is an offer, whether conversions are taking place, crawl error. So there are tools like a Google Search Console, that platform offers you to know whether is there a error while crawler go through your websites, is there any area of error which is preventing crawler to go into your that particular page. So then once you determine that, you can fix it. The last is local SEO metrics. Here again, how you are in an able manner capturing a lot of local business using local verbatim, using local marketing, using local search engine keywords, etc. So your focus on developing your local acceptance, that itself will translate into a better result for you, okay, in overall SEO, in indexing, SEO performance, etc. So these are the aspects that you need to really understand. And once you understand, okay, there are experts who do help you out, but ideally, like, a good manager is the one who has a knowledge about it. So your understanding of it will help you to discuss, debate, and understand the steps your SEO expert is taking. So after studying various matrices, I'm going to give you an idea about various tools available. First and foremost and most popular is Google Analytics. This tools gives you information like visits of people, unique visitors, repeat visitors, etc. What they do when they visit, which are the pages most frequently visited, which are the pages they abandon it, etc. From where the traffic is getting generated, and such other demographic important areas are also revealed to you. The next one is a Google Search Console. Primarily, it's a multifaceted tool. We have earlier just referred to this tool as a crawler error detection. But beyond that, it is useful for search engine based support. So in the sense, it helps you to see which keywords are bringing people to your websites or to your organic digital property. So that keyword based understanding, this particular platform Google Search Console helps you with. Then comes SEO tool suites. There are various suites named out here. These are like toolboxes. You have screwdriver, you have tightener, and likewise. So here they have various things built into them. Using that, you know, what you can see is like determine various aspects related to SEO. So it will give you an outcome around SEO related aspects like keyword, etc. Okay, how is your SEO structure, etc. So those are the things which will be unveiled by those kind of a tools. Boxes, web page speed testing tools. So again, like Google Page Speed or GT Metrics, etc. They monitor the speed at which your website is loading, each page is loading, is there any problem with any specific pages, etc. Why it is taking time, it gives you the time analysis. So you come to know what is taking more time to download in that particular page. So then you can try and fix it up so your overall speed will improve. Social media insights, yes, that is also is there. When you are sharing your content overall in the social media, we earlier studied in the content strategies that your standalone platforms needs a via media. So social media is a channel. So that's what these tools helps you to see, bringing people to your site, does social media play required role or not? Suppose you find that not happening, then you will have to really look at your social media strategy. So broadly, yes, we have understood how does SEO strategy helps you. We understood various tools and we have understood various other platforms which will help you to really optimize the benefit out of your SEO strategy. So now we'll take a quick snapshot overview of some common mistakes people make when they implement SEO. Either they use too many keywords. Too many keywords will not help. Instead, it is better to have limited keywords, but the contents are developed around the keywords. So that will help make your website mobile friendly. So not having a mobile friendly website impacts your SEO result outcome. Don't copy content. Content copying from some other external sources, relevant, irrelevant, all those things, but gets really tracked because they all have a digital signatures. You may not see it with your eyes, naked eyes, but that digital signatures and those things will reveal to the crawlers that there is something that has been copied. So instead, generate original content. Titles and short descriptions matter. So a digital page, a digital property creation is a very technical thing. So like meta text, text, title text, etc., image text, links, backlinks, etc. So get into that very well. Your title should be self-explanatory, simple to understand. Crawler will be able to pick it up. Crawler will be itself be able to determine whether it is structurally arranged or not. So those things matter. Then comes the use headings, right? And so in the sense, headings like various articles, various sections, subsection should clearly demonstrate their interlinking and the flow. Prepare images correctly, very important, which is often neglected. Website and the Google and all, they have given their specifications of what resolution of the image, etc. Many times disregarding this, we load image that we get from the external sources. We do not treat them. So that's what we do not prepare them to be appropriate, optimized for the websites, for the internet marketing. And as a result, they take time or they slow down the speed, etc. So that affects your SEO. Link inside your website. So various links that you give from home page to the main menu to the, you know, contact details to all those things matter. Links within the site. How are you well cross-linked? So that at any given point of time, customer can find out what he wants. So this is also very crucial. Your website loads quickly. So there we have earlier understood that Google console that tells you the page speeds and all. You have to see that various speed restrictive measures are or issues are adhered to, attended, and requisite problem is removed. So if suppose it is found that image is loading and taking time, so first look at image resolution and then see that you optimize the image resolution, so the speed will improve. Attract local customers. How much effort are you putting to get your local customers being attended? Means reach, they will notice your reach and they will see the counter call to actions, etc. So that will give a symbolic this thing about your being local and accepted locally well. Don't buy links. Commercialization of such things are not encouraged by the crawlers, etc. So they somehow then disregard you. So that will be a big penalty. Check how your website is doing. So that performance management of your website, this thing has to be always on your regular list. So that is the Google Analytics as we have seen it. Make your website easy to use. Now this is about the structuring. You see that today, therefore, the posts like UI, UX, developer, etc. So the framing, it site map, that word probably you will know on your websites. Every website will have something called site map. To have sitemap is not making a website easy. It is like how you logically structure at that point of time, what will be the customers looking at, how easy you make it for him to look at it, etc. So that's your another aspects. Use social media. So how are you using social media? If you are poor on social media, we have earlier seen it's a channel to drive traffic. You have created a digital property, but traffic doesn't come on its own. Social media is a place which is your channel through which you drive traffic. So what's this? People do not do much. So as a result, think about people. So while many people get into doing SEO, they become too technical and they probably achieve best on technical, but they have lost sight to the need of the customer. So in the first instance itself, you will fall flat. So focus and content development vis-a-vis people is never compromised. So these are few things that we have understood. So at the end, let's sum up this particular chapter. We were studying about search engine optimization. Search engine optimization is a technique using keywords. You entire structure your digital property, especially websites, so that when people search, you appear higher and higher on the list. And then if you are on higher and higher on the list, likelihood that people notice you, people click through you, people refer you, read you, order through you, etc., all increases. However, SEO requires patience. It's a time consuming activity. It's an organic development. So when you do that, it has to be consistently done. It is not one of the time activity that only when you create digital property. No. At SEO side also things are changing. So you have to constantly be aware and study the impact of that on your current structure, etc. So starting with the keywords, then with the kind of a structuring, which is we have studied things like meta tags and those things. That is also very important to have. So those are the aspects, common mistakes. Finally, we studied. We have also understood various tools that one can use. They serve various purposes linked to your SEO optimization. So with this, we end this chapter. Thank you very much.